important that federal managers not only get initial training, but updated training consistently throughout their careers. What we're trying to do is to maximize the effectiveness of every federal manager. And in some cases, people have not been as effective as they could and should have done, and it's largely because they haven't gotten adequate training. Most of the managers in the federal government, and there are over 200,000 managers, work hard and do a very good job, but not enough of them get adequate amounts of training and the kind of specialized training that's necessary. And beyond that, our bill would require mentoring of these managers by experienced supervisors so that they know exactly what's expected of them. They can help to create an appropriate work environment for all of the people who answer to them. We want, of course, to improve the employee performance and productivity of the program itself. And we also want to identify those managers that are not necessarily perfectly suited to the job that they've been given.
And how far up and down in the chain of command does it go? Because when you mentioned 200,000, that's clearly beyond just the senior executive service.
Oh yes, yeah, it's basically all federal managers and supervisors. We figure there's exactly 220,000, and the Congressional Budget Office did an assessment of the level of training of these managers, and it found that about one-fourth of federal managers received no initial training, and three-quarters received no ongoing training. So this would require that every manager get training upon being promoted into their position, and then every 3 years thereafter, they would get ongoing training.
So this would be training in HR type of issues? Are there particular topics that you want to specify?
Largely human resource issues, how to motivate, how to prepare, how to manage the people that report to them so as to more effectively and efficiently accomplish the objectives of whatever program they're responsible for.
How do you see it being implemented? Is there a way that you can leverage that to make sure agencies actually go ahead and do this?
I think that the best managers in the most important agencies are going to pick up on this as an opportunity right away. When you look at good companies as well as good public programs, you realize that much of it is about management and management that's always willing to learn. The good managers are really kind of in a lifelong learning curricula, and they always have their minds open to new ideas. They read all the time. They are dedicated to maximizing the effectiveness of all of the people that report to them. So all we're doing is implementing what the best corporations do who have achieved the best human resources practices.
We're speaking with Representative Jim Moran of Virginia, who has introduced H.R. 5522 on federal training of managers. Now, what about the budget for this? Do you think agencies can afford this right now in the normal appropriations that they have?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office scored it to cost about $350 million over 5 years, in other words, about $70 million a year. But then they said that the cost will likely be reduced because OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, is already putting out regulations that in many ways mirror what this legislation requires. So much of the supervisor training is going on, particularly in the Department of Defense, although I still think it needs legislative authorization because not every agency is going to do it as effectively as some others will. One of the things that I've done in my legislation is to allow interactive training. So it doesn't have to necessarily be in-person training. It allows agencies to use webinars and remote training and other kinds of online education so that we will make it less expensive, more efficient, and I think just as effective training.
It may be that the agencies already possess the training tools online somewhere in the federal government. They just have to avail themselves.
I think that will largely be the case in a number of programs.
And what is John Berry, OPM? He's done a lot of initiatives in the year or so he's been around. Has he spoken with you about this? Has there seemed to be buy-in there?
Well, I haven't spoken with him recently, but I know John. I like John. I think that this is just the kind of thing John will see as an opportunity to improve the workforce effectiveness and morale of the entire federal government.
And what about the Senate? Any companion bill shaping up
there?
I
don't know who is going to take this on in the Senate, but I have to believe that they'll pick it up. It's bipartisan. Both Jerry Connelly, Democrat, and Frank Wolf, a Republican, are also co-sponsors. Senator Akaka does have a bill that's very similar to this, and he chairs the committee that would be responsible, that would have jurisdiction. And I think he may mark up his bill later this very month before the July 4th recess. I think that federal employees take on so many functions, you know, from immigration to Social Security checks, just a whole panoply of different functions. It's the largest organization in the world. But notwithstanding that, most managers are very similar in their orientation. They want to do the right thing. They want to take advantage of whatever opportunities that enable them to do the right thing better than they are today. And the good managers are going to see this as an opportunity to just improve their capability, make the program that they work for more effective, and improve the morale, the workplace environment. So I think it's a win-win, and it's something that any large corporation would eventually want to do. And I'm very proud of the federal workforce, and I know they're going to pick up on this and take advantage of this legislation. And it's wholly consistent with what the Obama administration has been wanting to do with